Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The great Kendra Andrews joins us from ESPN. And she is probably distracted because UCLA and Gonzaga play tonight, but she joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Are you staying focused? What's your state of mind?
It's funny. My mom went to UCLA, and actually just a couple minutes ago in our family group chat, I sent them a lovely video of when Jalen Suggs hit that half-court heat from a couple of years ago to send the Bruins home, just to remind everyone, you know, what happened the last time these two teams met up. So I'm glad that there are no Warriors games tonight that I have to be paying attention to so I can focus on my Zags.
Yeah, it was actually 17 years ago on this date in 2006 that Adam Morrison made that electric shot as well. So not just Jalen Suggs. So we'll be watching the Battle of the Headbands tonight and see if it's Timmy time. But last night, and you asked Steve the question of the funny line about, you know, Dallas didn't have their five guys back and the inbounds to Kevon, and he dunked. Have the Mavericks formally protested yet? There's also you'd have to file the protest with the league, and and within 48 hours, you have to pay $10,000 to do it. The commissioner has 5 days to respond to the protest. And you were there in the corridor where they were all kind of mixing around, and it was chaos after the game, I know. But has Mark Cuban and the Mavericks so far formally issued a protest with the league office?
You know, I don't know if they have if they have formally put in that protest. As you said, they have 48 hours to do so. You know, after the game on Twitter, Mark Cuban, of course, the Mavericks owner, was kind of voicing what he and what his team thought was going on and what they saw from that play. And was it a miscommunication? Did the refs not tell them? There's been a lot of videos going around of, no, the refs pointed, and then they pointed in the other direction to grant the Mavericks their timeout. But no, I'm not sure if they've formally put in that protest yet.
You know, and you retweeted that Bobby Marks put out there the procedure to do all this kind of stuff. But I don't know what the history is on something like this. And then what would happen? Let's say that they do protest. Let's say the NBA says, okay, yeah, we agree with you. What do they do? Go play the fourth quarter again?
So I was reading up on kind of some of that history last night and talking and texting with other people. I think the last time a protest has worked was early 2000s. And, you know, yeah, in some cases they've replayed the fourth quarter. In some cases they've replayed the entire game. But it's very, very rare for the league to grant or, you know, approve the protest. I don't know what the proper terminology would be, but to kind of move forward with that. And especially in this situation, again, where you watch the video and the refs talked about it with Kim Cato and the pool report last night, you know, they say we granted the Warriors ball. You can clearly see us pointing in that direction to declare it Warriors ball. Mavericks called a timeout and we pointed in the other direction. It's going to be tricky in my mind for the league to maybe find all of the evidence of, yeah, it really, really messed up. And there's clear and decisive evidence to support the Mavericks protest. But, you know, like Papa said, there's 5 days for Adam Silver to review this and decide. But very rare cases that the league actually moves forward with these protests.
Yeah, I mean, there's only been 5 in the history of the NBA where they've overturned, and none since 2006. Dallas did protest a couple of years ago. There was a famous, infamous play involving Norm Nixon back in the early 80s that actually, you know, resulted in the wagers on the game switching months later with a protest. So Google that or YouTube that. But out of the game, I don't think, I mean, the officials are going to get reprimanded because they mismanaged that. Dallas should have had a chance to line up, but I don't know where you overturned this. It's just too hard to do it, and the officials were not wrong in their judgment. It was just the way they reset it. But now on to the game. Jonathan Kuminga, let's just start there. I mean, obviously, subbing in early. Clay was on Luka to start the game, Kendra, and then they brought in Kuminga, picked him up full court, three-quarter court, turned him, played really well on him defensively and offensively. They're feeding the ball to him in the post on that split action. Mm-hmm. He's playing much better right now, and maybe the first time in his career on this road trip, he has earned the entire trust of Steve Kerr and the coaching staff. Would you say that, Kendra?
Yeah, I mean, Steve Kerr, after the game the other night, said this is the best five-game stretch he has seen Jonathan Kuminga play in his two-year career. And there have been other instances throughout, again, those two seasons that Steve has said, yeah, like he's showing his ceiling, he's showing his growth, he's showing his potential. And you know, he's probably said, this is the best game I've seen him play before. This is the best game. But to have a sample size of five games, you're finally starting to see, okay, this isn't just this was a good matchup or this was a good one showing, right? Or he really put the defensive clamps on this one person. You're seeing it over an elongated amount of time. And when you look at this team that's gone through so many injuries this season, so many evolving and revolving lineups and starting lineups and rotations, you are starting to see that trust level. Because the thing with Kuminga, again, they always wanted him to be that two-way player. No one on this team matches his athleticism. And if he can go down on defense and defend the likes of Luka Doncic, of all these other elite guys, of Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and then also on the offensive end, really just not be a liability anywhere on the court. This team, the depth that we, you know, started the season talking about, it feels like forever ago, we started talking about how deep this team could be. And now that Kuminga is really, you know, becoming this player that's going to propel this team, you're starting to see how lethal he can be.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Kendra Andrews joining us, does a tremendous job covering the Warriors for ESPN at Kendra_Andrews, popping Lund here on the Sports Theater. Back to the game in just a second. We're supposed to get an update, speaking of defenders, on GP2 today. Do you have any expectation with it?
You know, the Warriors are hoping that they're going to get him back on the court, right? There's eight games left, and so hopefully during this homestand that they have now before they hit the road again, you're going to start to see him reintegrate. He's been progressing nicely. That's what I'm hearing. You know, it's all about strengthening that core muscle. And once they feel that he's strong enough and well enough to be out on the court and hold his own, you know, the important thing again for this team is they want to get him out there before the playoffs start. They don't want to just throw him out there and say, go catch up, go gel. Because the other thing is, while he has played with this team before, it's a very different team than last season. As much as they want to just be able to plug and play and have success, there is going to be a bit of a reintegration process. And it's important for them that that happens before the postseason starts.
Kendra, is this core muscle injury related, or did it start with the Dylan Brooks hard foul last year in the playoffs? Is that where it all started?
You know, I don't know. And I won't really speculate on when that happened. You know, of course it stems from that abdominal operation that Gary had over the summer. When we spoke with Bob after they re-signed Gary to bring him back during the trade deadline, Bob talked about how when Gary got this operation, he didn't confer with the team on this. This was something that he and his personal team decided to do because I think it was either after he agreed to go to the Trailblazers or it was just when it was kind of clear, okay, he might not be coming back to the Warriors. So the team wasn't conferred on the operation. So it definitely stems from that, but what made them choose to do that operation, I don't know.
Kendra Andrews joining us, the Warriors, 129-127 over the Mavericks last night in Dallas. They take on Philadelphia tomorrow night. I don't know if it's too big of a statement to make. I know that Kyrie Irving was missing from this game, but they've been looking for a road win like this for a while. Mm-hmm. And Draymond played like a champion. Kuminga, great floor game by Steph. They actually executed down the stretch, which we've expected, but they haven't done. So is this kind of a they turn the corner moment, or is it just a win and we'll see?
The start of turning the corner, I've been weary of giving them, of fully stating they've turned the corner, because every time they say that or we say that, they seem to regress the very next game. But I think two things. One, I mean, obviously getting consecutive road games, back-to-back road games is a really big step for this team. And the second thing is that was, you know, every game that they play here on out is important, right? But that game, what it meant to the standings, was probably the most important game. According to our research at ESPN and our statisticians here, their probability of making the top six seed went from like 30-something percent heading into that game to over 50% to be out of the play-in into the playoffs. If they had lost that game, it would be a 20-something percent chance that they would have not been a play-in team. So to see them come up to that moment of this is as close to a must win to avoid the play-in as it gets, that is like that's the DNA of the old Warriors team, right? That when it matters the most, they will show up. When it matters the most, Draymond Green will, you know, play like he did last night, right? That is vintage Draymond. That is vintage Golden State. And so I think seeing that is a really, really, really positive sign for this team as they move towards the postseason. We always talk about how the Warriors just have this ability to flip it, right? And just who knows what could happen when they turn it on. We haven't seen them turn it on yet. So there was a question, at least in my mind, of, okay, can they still do that? And last night, in my mind at least, it proved that they still have that ability.
Yeah, they won back-to-back games on the road for the first time since Game 4 and Game 6 of last year's NBA Finals on the parquet. So they got it in them. They just had to pull it out. So now, as you state, you know, Minnesota's right there, but you got a little breathing room with Dallas, and you won the tiebreaker. Now it flips to the homestand, and this is where we believe in the Warriors. We believe, you know, going back years ago when they play at home, Philadelphia will Joel play tomorrow night, and then the three big games, Minnesota and Karl Anthony Towns is back. So Minnesota is right behind the Warriors. They've got 37 losses, and the Warriors got 36. It's a one-game advantage there. You're up 2-1 on them in the season series. So if they come in and win, now you're looking at that play-in maybe, and they jump you. Then you got New Orleans the next game on Tuesday, Kendra. And Zion, is he going to come back and play at some point here? And then Oklahoma City, you know, after they go to Denver and finish up with San Antonio. So, and Oklahoma City, shockingly, is right behind the Warriors at 36 and 36. So Dallas was a big game last night, but you got three critical games. And it's a 4-game homestand, 5 of the next 6 at home, where you're playing Minnesota on Sunday, New Orleans on Tuesday, and then the next week on April the 4th, OKC. Those are three huge games, Kendra.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, every single one of these games is huge. And all of them, as you're kind of listing off, except for that Philadelphia game, is against teams in the Western Conference, right? Some of those, like Denver and like Sacramento, are at the top of the standings. But other ones, as you were just listing off, are right in the thick of this play-in tournament race and avoiding that play-in. So it's great that the Warriors could get back-to-back wins on the road. That was huge. But now, again, like, we talk all about this discrepancy of home and road record. Well, now they have to defend their home court as they've been doing all season long, and they really need to win as many, if not all, of these home games just so that they can, again, create some separation, create a little bit of comfort so that if you go to Denver and you lose that game, if you go down to Sacramento and you lose that game, teams that are not close to you in the standings, you have a big enough cushion around you so that those teams that are in the race, like Minnesota, like New Orleans, like OKC, and even teams that they're not playing, don't bump them out of that sixth seed and down lower in the standings.
Kendra Andrews, Kendra_Andrews. Make sure you're following her, reading her great stuff. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck to your Zags tonight.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Sounds good.
Timmy time.
There you go. It's going to be fun. This is getting fun now.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.